This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Bienvenue, mes amis, à l'émission Le meilleur sur l'Internet qui s'appelle Business Success Tips.
Boy, that sounded a lot like surrender.
No comment.
Surrender Business Success Tips?
I did say Surrender Monkey in there somewhere. I can't remember where, though. Yes, it's Business Success Tips. This is Sean Daly. I have with me tonight Paul Sandeman.
How do you do?
Lee Strong, the Strongman.
Hello.
JC.
Hello.
And Child. On cue, I love it.
That is Eric.
I know.
Thor.
Yes. And we also have
Doc.
Sorry. And we have, introduce your guest, please.
My guest is the famous Mike Williams.
Mike.
Hello.
Mike
famous
is a.
For what? I have no idea.
I hear you're the video guy.
I am a video guy. We can call it for tonight, I am the video guy.
We have to work on his.
He looks so much like. Look at that, like the casual thing with the
I'm
the
working
stool.
My Sinatra thing.
Yeah. That's right, the stool and the whole thing.
Right? He does. He has the legs crossed.
The
like
legs
Sinatra
crossed. He's got the whole thing. You're gonna sing for us or something.
Another glass of wine, I will.
I see. Okay, you can sing for us.
So what are we talking about tonight?
We're gonna talk about GuruTube.net.
What the hell is that?
It's a famous website. That has people on it.
Is this famous. Another new business?
This is yet another new
Holy
business.
Crap. You have a problem, you know that?
I do.
You need an intervention.
Businesses,
you
have, help me.
You need an intervention.
Help me. Is there like a Business Starters Anonymous?
Business of the Week program.
This show just really justifies your addiction to starting
it
businesses.
Does, it does. It definitely does.
Now, tell us about GuruTube.
Well, GuruTube started how long ago?
We started in October 2008, but we're just really starting to push live right now.
Right.
I mean, today things are happening, but within the next week, I expect it to be ready for prime time. But you can go and look at it right now, GuruTube.net.
Okay. So, why don't, Mike, give us a little about your background. I mean, what have you been
I've
doing?
I've been working in television and video for 21 years now.
He does that famous team, the Oakland Raiders.
I've been working, working for myself. Working for myself since 96, so 13 years. And I'm a producer and editor.
So what do you produce?
I used to do
Give
everything.
Some examples. Of
Well, I've done broadcast. I've done shows for PBS, full-length documentaries for PBS. I've done
Really?
Some, I've done, and sometimes it's as a producer, sometimes it's as an editor, sometimes it's as a producer and an editor.
What shows would they know?
Well, I used to, I was an editor for a couple shows on the History Channel called Man, Moment, Machine was one, and Tactical to Practical was another. I was an editor of those shows. I produced a kids science show on PBS for about 8 years. Well, actually, it was on 8 years. I produced and edited for maybe four or five of those years, I think.
What
called
was that show?
Real Science.
Yeah,
and it was
stale in the last 3 years.
it was a show that focused on careers and sciences for like teenage kids to get them interested.
Okay. So you got street cred. You got street cred.
But right. I also do a lot of corporate stuff. Hewlett Packard, Cisco is a big client of mine right now. I do, and I do work for the Oakland Raiders as well.
So you're making money. So why do you want to start a hole in the ground into which you'll insert your money, also known as a business startup?
Well, it's Paul's idea.
I'm into holes. Never mind.
Well, both. To answer the question, whether it was rhetorical or facetious, I know not. But to
both.
Answer the question,
it was rhetorically facetious.
To answer the question, I could continue doing what I'm doing, but I'm ambitious and I want to grow personally and professionally.
He's in that old dollars for hours.
Yeah.
And what JC speaks truth with not non-forked tongue.
Well, and, let me see that tongue. I think it's pierced. That counts as forked.
And. I'm at.
Hey, I got Lee to laugh.
Realistically, there are only so many hours in the day that I can bill.
You want to make some money while you're sleeping?
Yeah, and I've been kicking around ideas for a while, different things. And Paul and I started talking, and this is the child that was born, so to speak.
So Mike's like the me of 1999.
That's it.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at you with terror right now.
That's right.
That was perfect.
He's got envy.
He said terror. He said envy. He's like, wait, I don't know whether I want to go that way. It's like looking at the bones of the explorers who have gone before it, the mouth of the cave.
He's just afraid of his own success.
That's right.
I'm not afraid of that.
That's right.
It has been a leap of faith, but it's also been exciting, and I'm enjoying it right now.
Cool.
So why don't you tell them, how did it... The birth of an idea. How does that actually happen?
Well, Paul and I met, and we started kicking around. He kind of asked me what I did. I asked him what he does. He started saying, well, what do you think about this? And I said, he kind of had some rough ideas, and then I kind of took those and polished them in a way that, from my expertise.
Well, actually, it's sort of your fault, Sean.
It popped into his head that
a lot of things are.
Off another shot idea.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey. Let's just do that.
Well, I do remember.
I do video real-time publishers.
That was it. That was it.
That was basically it. And,
that's it.
And the reality is that would not...
I wasn't doing it.
The reality is that would not have been possible... Probably when
without
you guys started
Sean,
real-time publishers.
Me.
No. I mean, video real-time publishers. What we were just doing video as I was selling the business in 2004.
Yeah.
It was like our first foray into it.
And the technology, it was there, but it wasn't to the point where everybody would have been able to
appreciate
it. And YouTube
was like not even in existence.
Video is a discipline unto itself, and I'm preaching to the choir with you, but just saying to people out there that we didn't really... I don't know that the guy who bought it from me has even continued to pursue that avenue, because I think that the bread and butter wasn't there. You need to know what the hell you're doing. And,
yeah,
I mean, hey,
true.
Even YouTube wasn't making any money when Google
and
bought them.
And YouTube isn't making the videos.
Yeah, right.
People are putting them. YouTube is just a portal where people are putting them.
Right.
We're actually creating the videos.
And they're sweet looking.
So what's your business model?
The business model is sponsorship. So we're creating content, rich, interesting content that people want to know. Not everybody, but niche markets will be interested in certain types of content. For example, if you go there now, there is a fundraising expert that gives advice on how to do fundraising, emergency fundraising in an economic downturn, and that's nonprofits would be interested in that. So people that want to market to nonprofits could sponsor that video. We've got David Meerman Scott, who's a best-selling author, talking about the latest ideas in marketing and some of his beliefs and what he's written books about. And people who are interested in marketing concepts would go there, and that could be sponsored by organizations that are trying to sell their services and products to marketing people. So pretty much any industry or niche that you talk about, we can make a video that by a guru that can speak to that niche.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about, we've got wine here on the table. You could have videos by wine gurus that are sponsored by a vineyard or a wine distributor.
Who's the wine expert you know?
Mary Edwards.
Mary Edwards. So if Mary Edwards did a video, for example, she's like, she won the whatever she won.
Best Pinot of the year.
Best Pinot of the year in the USA. And she did one on wine. Obviously, it could be sponsored by a winery.
And you could do dozens of different videos on wine. On different
right.
aspects of it. And who is going to go watch those? People who are wine connoisseurs or obsessed with wine or whatever. People that enjoy learning about wine. And
so since you use the real-time publishers model, and you even use two of my recent guests as your as your first two video. You like copied the. You just got to name part of it after me.
Actually, we came.
I don't care. I'm glad you guys.
No, actually, the guest we came up with. That's I was going to suggest you. Actually, I suggest about 2 months ago. I talked to David Scott and got him to do this. Before.
Yeah, I don't care. You're doing that,
right.
Can I give you some insight?
Okay.
I feel a little used. I feel like I spent a month in prison.
let me give.
No. What I'd like to do is offer you guys, since you're in my old business model,
right.
But I'd like to, because I'm completely detached from
right.
this.
Go for it. Anyway. We could use
I'd like to offer some of my insights from 5.5 years of pain, toil, and trouble, some insight how to make this model work.
Great.
Okay. And I didn't, I don't think the content part's that important. I mean, video, schmidio, right? Whatever the content is, finding the sponsors is where everything starts, right? Because you're going to spend a lot of money developing content. If you start putting up content, you have to have the demo content. And I see you've already got that. And it looks good, by the way. I watched a couple that you gave me the link. And you guys should definitely go look who are listening in. And I like it. You've got definite experts. You know, the content, whether or not it appeals to the audience, I don't know, that's up to the audience to decide. But what you need to do is talk to sponsors who are already spending money that you're seeing out there. Don't dial for dollars. Talk to the people that are already spending money.
Ford Motor Company. Like
well, yeah, but they're spending money on social media or new media or things that are related to you, religion, right? So to speak. They already have the religion. So that's going to prime the pump a little bit for you, or it's going to give you some more surety that there's money to be had there. And in this economy, we're in a different economy than right. we were back in 99. So you want to start there. And then what you need to do is find the experts that are appealing to those people. Now, I got this part from Paul. So here's me borrowing from Paul. Paul always used to tell the story about, I think it was Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus or one of those golf guys. Palmer. It was like, you know, go to Fram Oil Company.
No, exactly.
Tell the story.
What happened was,
video of Arnold Palmer, by the way.
Hi. Well, what happened is that this guy had this idea. He wanted somebody to spend $20 million on a golf course in Phoenix. So he goes to Chevron. And he says, Chevron, only Arnold Palmer will do this. Unless Chevron does this, Arnold Palmer's not going to play. So Chevron says, well, if Arnold Palmer's going to play, then count Chevron in. Then he goes to Arnold Palmer and says, you know what? Chevron only wants Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
And Arnold Palmer says, well, if Chevron wants me, I'm in. So he put it together and they built a $20 million golf course sponsored by Chevron and built by Arnold Palmer in Phoenix.
And so, and that expert part of it, we found, at least in my experience, was an important part of it, where the company wanted to be represented by, even though they're sort of standing next to the content and hopefully not infecting the content, that's a bad thing, but that they want to be, have their name associated with an expert who they might not otherwise have been able to get inroads with. Okay, so you're going to have more success in the middle market, in the mid-tier sort of company mm-hmm. market, whereas the bigger companies probably don't need you that much.
They can afford to pay, Nike can afford to pay whoever.
Yeah, now that said, we got Microsoft and we got Dell towards the end, right, or towards the end of my tenure there. But we worked our way up through smaller companies. And the smaller companies who had a limited marketing budget, but what they were going to do with that budget needed to be really big, and it needed to be good, and it needed to have leverage. And so here's a really cool part of this model is it's OPL, other people's leverage or other people's lists. And what you will do is say, well, you know, in order to promote this effectively, Mr. Director of Marketing at company that hopefully is going to sponsor this. Yeah, whoever it is, what you're going to say is that we're going to promote this to our list, which in the early stages maybe isn't that big. Later on, it'll be bigger. You're going to do a co-reg, I would hope. And that means that everybody registers for the videos. If people register, if they don't register, then this doesn't apply. But if you can get people to register on the site, you co-reg it so that they get... People have to subscribe and say, I want to subscribe to sponsors' newsletter. And they get those people. They don't get the rest of them. They're yours. But they get some takeaway. But you say, hey, listen, Mr. Director of Marketing, my new customer, in order for this to fly, you know, we got to count on your support too, right? Yes. Oh, yeah. No, don't worry. We've got newsletter lists and blah, blah, blah. This is the Stone Soup part of it. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, refer back to the Stone Soup BST episode. Then they're promoting to their list. Well, you'll get a lot of new people for your site from their lists, and they'll vice versa, especially as you grow. So this is how we grew almost a million person list in the first year, which is crazy. I mean, I would cut my left arm off for a million person list right now. You know, that's a lot of people who are interested, relevant, and that becomes a huge value in the business. So anyway, that's a few things.
Well, there's a couple of dilemmas we have that maybe you can give us advice on.
Well, okay. Let me just say one thing, because one of the main differentiators between what you were doing and what we're doing, by the way, I appreciate all that advice. That was good. Is, and we've recently come around to this, is we're not requiring registration.
And this was
we don't have swine flu, right?
We were we were initially thinking of requiring registration, but we have since learned that
David Scott gave us.
If you require registration, you're cutting down the number of views by a factor of 50, pretty much.
And I talked to him. I did a half an hour interview with him, and he said the same thing. And I get that, but
we are promoting registration, and we're offering incentives for registration. So we will get some, and there are benefits to registering and.
Right, as long as you do that, and I agree with that philosophy. The problem is, and this was my problem with, we just did a big ebook with Kohler. I'm still doing sponsored content. I'm just still doing it in the non-video world at this point. But with Kohler, they wanted registrations for the book. They wanted, you know, email addresses, and a lot of marketers are hooked on that. They still want that. They have that mindset, right? This is the David Meerman Scott perspective of giving it all away for free is a relatively new phenomenon.
Absolutely,
you know, it's very, you know. So basically, if you can get the sponsor to buy into that, great. But I that's the thing. That's the real trick. And good luck on that.
Because we are giving away nanos. If you register, no.
Well, there you go. I mean, if you do the honeypot thing,
right,
then that might work.
Well, see, that's been our dilemma, to register or not to register. And we've also come up with another part of this business model, which is the do-it-yourself part.
What's that?
Well, the do-it-yourself part
Explain it, Paul.
Well.
Tell me more.
Say you have a blog that you got from FlexNet or some other company, and you need content, and you want to shoot videos. But once you shoot a video, putting them up is sort of a pain. And editing and putting up is a difficult thing to do. Same thing
that
with,
is true.
With podcasts. You can, you know, record the podcast, but God knows, Andy especially, it is a big hassle to go from the recording to uploading it, to get it on Libsyn.
Tag it. Put a blog poster on it.
Appreciated by certain members of the show.
Right. So, I realize that is a very difficult thing. So, our thought is, if the client... they just shoot their own little video with Handycam and give us an SD card or their audio. They send us the SD card.
We provide envelopes like Netflix.
Okay.
And
interesting.
Then we upload it, take care of it, sponsor, do everything, put it on their blog, handle everything.
Okay.
And we're going to do it for...
Wait, this is... I'm confused. This is users or this is sponsors?
This is kind of a completely different business model under the GuruTube brand.
Right.
It's all like
right.
A different room within the website.
This is for the people. The poor people.
Okay, got it.
So and the idea...
if they don't know how to upload a video, I wouldn't know. I might use a different word for them.
To the average business person, really, you know, to upload a video is complicated.
Right. Do it properly.
So for a fee,
HD.
Say, pick a number, $250 a month. We'll do a couple videos or a couple audios. We'll do all the work for them, upload it, handle the whole thing, which allows them to make, you know, their blog multimedia fairly inexpensively and them to get into that business. If they have to upload it themselves, taking it's the easy part.
Also put it on our site. We'll put it on YouTube and we'll put it on their blog.
And we'll also distribute it through people that distribute videos and audios that are across the internet.
So here's my question. I'm a pretty big video consumer. Not so much on the production side. I am doing a video podcast, but I'm monetizing it through a membership site, so I'm not using your model. What makes you distinct and different and valuable to not only to the users who can consume so much free, an overwhelming amount of free video content out there these days, but to the sponsors who have other options? What's the compelling reason?
Well, the compelling...
The unique value proposition.
There's the two unique value propositions. One is that the sponsorship is not that expensive. For example, we'll shoot a video, do the whole shebang for about $5,000. It's going to cost them $5,000 to do their own video anyway. So virtually all the rest is free at this point because they get the quality video. It costs them $5,000 anyway, and we do everything, and they get the independent support or third-party support of GuruTube for sort of free. So the cost point is very low. And for example, if you have a software company, we're thinking of doing a guy who's famous in construction. We do a video from him. They support $5,000, sell one. Two things of software to contractors of the 5,000. So the price point's really low. Secondly, for the do-yourself thing, I believe that when people have blogs and when blogs become very popular out there among companies, they're not going to want to hassle, especially little ones, with how to put it up, how to hassle, all kind of stuff. It's going to be too much pain in the butt. Whereas if for $250 a month, you just shoot it on your handy cam or record it on your recorder and send us the SD card, everything else is handled, I think it's a high value proposition. So compared to doing it yourself, it's not that much money.
Mm-hmm.
The content on the do-it-yourself is strictly up to the people that are shooting it. We're not dealing with content at all. Whatever the content they think is valuable to their end users.
He's trying to upload his own video.
He's trying to download.
Well, he's doing an audio for sure.
He's
right now.
Downloading right now.
That's right.
It's very hard. It's very frustrating.
That's right.
If only there was a service that could help it.
So we're under like, you know, we were selling for it expensively when it came to real-time publishers. This price point's so low for a lot of people that there's a value in it. At $5,000, it's not much to sponsor a video and get all those advantages. That's and for $250 a month.
What do you get for $5,000?
You get a copy of the video, and we can customize the video in any way that the sponsor wants. Plus,
is it exclusive? Like one sponsor, $5,000, one video, only them, that's right. It.
It's all negotiable, but yeah, we're not going to have multiple sponsors for one video. Mm-hmm. And they get the exposure. And the more famous, for lack of a better word, the guru is within that market, the more their customers, the customers they want to reach are going to see that video.
So, for example, one of the ones we're thinking of doing now is give me 2 minutes. Who is a person who knows a lot of contractors, has thousands of contractors this person talks to. He's going to be a guru for us. Well, the software company for $5,000 gets to sort of their pitch to 1,000 contractors. That's worth $5,000 to a software company. It's very, and if it's 100,000, no, but 5,000, yes. So I guess the value proposition is you get to talk to a lot of people very inexpensively.
If you have the eyeballs.
You have the eyeballs.
And you get an autographed picture of Sean Daly.
Yeah. That's right.
And you know you're getting it in front of the eyeballs you want to get it in front of.
Bro, well, that's definitely what they're going to ask you about. Well, let's talk. Can we talk more about this in the next episode?
Next week? We can come back then.
That's right.
I'll check my ticket.
Thanks for listening to Business Success Tips. We really enjoy doing the show. We hope you've enjoyed hearing it. For more on Business Success Tips, check out our website at businesssuccesstips.org. And you can email us at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. You can also hear us on Twitter at twitter.com/BST podcast. Again, from all of us, thanks for listening.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
LexNet Consulting Group is your one-stop resource for a selection of award-winning CRM, email marketing, and business intelligence solutions. LexNet serves small to mid-sized companies across the Western U.S. from our offices in the San Francisco Bay Area, Southern California, and Seattle. LexNet's tailored business solutions are designed to increase revenue and reduce costs. LexNet will help you develop a consistent sales, marketing, and customer support approach to drive your company's revenues, even during tough economic times. Every business has unique needs, and LexNet will help you meet those needs with customized, integrated solutions that give your business easily accessible and actionable information. To find out more about the powerful and effective business management solutions that LexNet offers, please visit lexnetcg.com, where you'll find helpful resources including articles, white papers, industry news, customer success stories, and informative podcasts like this one. While there, be sure to sign up for our Customer 360 newsletter filled with CRM and email marketing news, tips, and tricks. LexNet, your partner in business success. LexNet.